started first on the wave.
Catch the wave on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Network.
Gospel music at its best. Catch the wave on the NFI.
It could have been me.
In a wheelchair with no
boots. Could have been me. Trying to get across the street. Table to eat, but you know what? Cause it could have been me. It could have been me, locked up in jail, y'all. It could have been me, with no one to go my bail. It could have been me, I know it could have strung out on crack cocaine, y'all. It could as well been me, shooting heroin in my mind. And I stopped by to let you know, cause it could have been me.
Oh,
Open up the next letter. That letter was from my doctor. I took some tests the other day, and I was nervous. But when I opened up my letter, all my tests were so good. Ain't that good news? Ain't God a good God? Somebody ought to tell the Lord, thank you. If they got approved for the scholarship or not, I got good news that the same God that sent my letter is gonna be the same God that's gonna send your letter. You wanna tell God thank you right now that it's already done. Hey, guess what? I got good news. Your letter says that all things work together for the good of him that loves the Lord.
Time to laugh and a time. It's a time to be born. It's a time to lay down and die.
Yeah. We got to go and touch it. Listen here. You got to claim it. Believe. Receive. Because it's
devil under my feet. Under my feet.
Got the devil under my feet.
Got the devil under my feet.
Got the devil under my feet.
Holy Ghost holding him down, Lord.
Holy Ghost holding him down, Lord.
Holy Ghost holding him under my feet.
Got the devil 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 under my feet. The Holy Ghost is holding it down.
Say yeah. I got something to tell you. I got something to say. We all got to stand in that judgment one day. Might as well get ready. You've got an answer for all you've done. Can't nobody stand there for you, talking about no one. See, you know what? Mother can't
stand for you.
Father can't
stand for you.
Sisters can't, not
even
you. Gotta stand
there,
right there, right there, right there. You gotta stand right there, right there, right there. Listen, don't let nobody fool you, telling you when you did, you done. Because after disgrace, there's a judgment that's sure to come. Every knee must bow, every tongue surely must confess. And can't nobody do it for you. Everybody's gotta take this test. You see, mother can't
stand for you.
Father can't
stand for you.
Sister can't
stand for you.
Not even
your brother.
You gotta stand there.
Stand there.
Stand right there. Right there. Right there. Makes no difference who you are. You gotta stand right there. Makes no difference what you've done. It don't matter. Still, you gotta. You gotta stand there. I'm talking about. Begin to read my record.
How many of you know that you know him tonight? Let's see the hands of everybody here that know that you know. That you know him. I want to say to you tonight, as one Christian to another, wherever you go, whatever you do, lift the name Jesus high. Let the world know what side you're on. And if you do that, God, you know what? God wants us to be as a light that sits on a hill. Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? Don't let him down.
turn around three times and go to praising God like you're going crazy. Come on here and see what God says. Come on. Come on. Come on and praise him like you're... Come on here. That's the way to do it. Y'all ain't clapping those hands. Good God, I'm not... Look at him. The Lord bless her. That's what God is doing right now.
I'm trying to reach Dan, brother Dan. Dan,
hold on, let me cut the TV down.
Brother Dan.
Oh, this is.
Okay, yeah, this is Brother Scott from the church from Bethel Baptist.
Hello, brother.
Dan, I call you. I'm trying to get a little information about the church van. What's your schedule? You drive the church van. What's your schedule?
I drive it Wednesdays, Fridays, and Sundays.
Okay, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday. Now, Sunday, what is that schedule?
Oh, well, Sunday, I usually start about 8 o'clock in the morning, probably a little earlier, depending on some of the elderly people that I have to go pick up and bring to the church, make sure they get there okay and get situated and make sure they're on time for the service and whatnot.
Okay, and then you take them back home after
yes.
service is over?
Yes, I try to get all of them back home unless they got family members or something that come up there and meet them up there and want to take them to dinner or something afterwards. But I usually
okay.
get everybody back home.
Okay. Now, this past Sunday,
mm-hmm.
which is part of the reason why I'm calling you, they saying that some of the church members that was on the van this Sunday,
mm-hmm.
They are complaining, saying that that the church van was smelling like weed when they got on there.
Excuse me?
They say the church van was smelling like weed when they got on there, and you are the person that was driving them.
Oh, no, not the van that I'm driving. I ain't smoke weed in no van.
Do you smoke weed?
No, I don't smoke weed. I mean, not currently. I mean, I have before, but I don't smoke weed now. And I wouldn't smoke weed before picking some people up. Where you getting it from? Who told you this?
Well, all I know is what's come down the pipeline is they saying that a couple of the members came complaining
this just happened last week about this pipeline, because just last week they came at me talking about that I was using the van to go places that I wanted to go to on my personal time. Now, I don't do that. I don't do stuff like that. Now, I done had a past, I done had a history, but I don't do stuff like that, and I'm a church fan. So are you seriously talking?
We're trying to get to the bottom of it and see what's going on with you.
Well, what elderly person said it? Do you know which one?
I don't know.
They love me. Every Sunday, them people tell me they love me. They say I'm one of the most respectful young gentlemen they've ever met in their life. And so I really find it hard to believe that you getting these type of complaints about me.
Okay, well, one of them says, smell like ooh-wee. I don't know what that means or nothing like that.
Look, brother, now I don't know you too well, and I know you don't know me, but I've been driving this van as a point to try to change my life and where I come from. So this was something that I wanted to volunteer, even though I'm getting paid, to give my time to do this for the church. And now this is like the second instance where y'all done came at me on some stuff about like I'm trying to do something with this van. Now why would I disrespect the church van by smoking weed in it and then letting the weed stay in there so other people could smell it?
Okay, so let me tell you what we're going to do. We're going to go out here to the church van today. We're going to go out here today and open it up. Now, if we see any seeds or anything around the driver's seat, then we're going to definitely have a thing appointment.
We're going to open the van up. Man, I was raised in that church, man. My mama go to that church. My grandma, she go to that church. She the reason we even all at that church. And you think I'm going to mess up by driving around in a van full of elderly people smoking?
Then why do it smell like weed, Brother Dan?
I don't know why the van smell like weed, man. Now, I don't got the answers to these questions. I'm just trying to tell you that it wasn't me.
Did you have some weed in your pocket and maybe it would just smell it?
I ain't had no weed on me. Stop trying to say like I had weed on me. And you ain't going to give me nothing. I ain't had no weed on me, okay? Now, you ain't going to mess up my name or my family's name in this church and disrespect us like this. Now, we've been helping this church for years, and I'm trying to tell you that I ain't riding around in no van smoking no weed with no elderly people. Did you ask any of the elderly people if they had any weed on them?
No, I didn't think about no elderly people having no weed.
So you just assume it's me. What, one of them got glaucoma or something?
What? You know what? You know who I think the weed belong to? Damn, you just got pranked. Oh my God. You just got pranked. What is his name? His name is Brother Lawrence. Lawrence.
Oh my God.
Larry. They call him Larry, but his name is Lawrence.
Tell Larry he in trouble with me. I'm going to hit him with the van.
Oh, man.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
Throwback, turn up down. You're listening to Breakfast with
the Anointed One, and you can catch the wave right here at NFIRadio.com. Now, let's get back with more great gospel music.
Brothers and sisters, I want to welcome you back to life, back to the one that can make your next chapter your best chapter. Hallelujah.
How can it be that you love the most? cover me.
You cover me.
I appreciate it.
A mystery.
It's amazing how
your patience with me, God will never leave.
You don't give up on me.
Never leave.
Help me.
Help me to be like you.
Like you.
No matter what I go through.
Hey.
Everything's working for my good for a way.
Let me tell you what he does.
He saves the day.
And he will.
He will come through.
Hallelujah. The church saying, come on. Jesus loving you
will be the best of me.
It sounds crazy, don't it? Hey.
That's how it's supposed to be.
Let me tell you what it means.
More blessed of me.
That's why.
I don't want to love nobody but you. I don't want to love nobody but you.
Father.
I don't want to love nobody. Love nobody but you.
I really mean it this time.
I don't wanna love nobody but you.
Jesus.
I don't wanna love nobody but you. I don't wanna love nobody but you.
Let me tell you what it does.
He saves the day.
Come on.
He will come through.
He will let you down, but
he won't bow. That's not what superheroes do.
See, I will never find
no greater love.
A love like this
makes my heart beat.
Forever and a day.
He leads me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. When you become a believer, your spirit is made right. Sometimes the soul doesn't get the notice. It has a hole in it due to things that's happened in the past, hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister Leandria here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
Deliver me, 'cause all I seem to do is hurt me, hurt me.
Cause all I see to do is hurt me.
there. Just repeat after me if you're struggling with your past. And say, let the Lord know. Just say, oh. He wants to restore your soul. Just say, hey, if my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven. Break it on down. So it is. It is so. Amen. Now when we pray, I want to end that with a declaration, a decree. So I'm speaking for all of you listening, starting here, starting now. The things that hurt you in the past won't control your future. Starting now, this is a new day. This is your exodus. You are officially released. Now sing it for me, Leandria.
It hurt me so bad when you strayed away. We were so close. You decided you wanted to enjoy life, so you just had to go. But you know, just like I know, that God has a plan for you. I don't care where you may go, my friend. This one thing I know is true. It's just a matter of time. And you'll be back. I don't know how long, but his patience is so strong. So go ahead and run. Do what you want. Together in the choir, we walk to Sunday school. I can remember the very night
on you. But somewhere along the way, you got discouraged, and you told me that you were through. I want you to know that I still love you, my friend. Yes, I do. And I'm still praying for you. I believe it's just a matter of time. And you'll be back. His patience is so strong. Just go on and run. Do what you want to do. But you're sure gonna need it before your life is through. It's a matter of time.
When the road is called up, you'll know. mission, and I'm a working all alone. Sometimes my work is hard, sometimes the way gets dark. Gonna stay on the battlefield, I got to do King Jesus' will. But when the road is
gone up yonder,
I'll be there, yes I will.
I'll to heaven I'm gonna fly. King Jesus will be calling, there will be no time to mend. But when the road is all of yonder,
Brother Joshua just have that voice where he talks. That's his natural voice. And sometimes he get a little disturbed where people just get a little served. He sounds so much like Mahalia. It's just his voice. And it's a God-given voice. And they have the same range, same style. He heard her when he was a child, like all of us, and he was captivated by the great late Mahalia Jackson. All of us are touched by somebody.
Yeah.
Dr. Wilhelm Borders touched my life, and my pastor, Reverend J.J. Jordan, that you don't know nothing about, who baptized me. So you never know. Everybody's going to be touched by somebody. And Mahalia touched his life, and he's keeping the name of Mahalia alive. Of this generation, most of you young don't know nothing about the greatest gospel singer in the world. But when we were kids, the imitation of life, that's what I'm asking you.
Yes, yes.
See, we older remember the movie, The Imitation of Life. And it shocked the world because of racism when this white girl and this white girl, this black girl who wanted to be white. And she was ashamed of her mother, who was black.
Yes, yes.
And she denounced her mother. She wanted to be white because that's what we were taught. If you're white, you're right. If you're brown, stick around. If you're yellow, you're metal. And if you're black, get back.
That's right.
Telling you, that's where it was. But if you're white, you're right. And there was a time we were ashamed of our color because we were taught that. Mm-hmm. When she died, that mother died. I'm talking to you young folk don't know it. When she died, longing for her daughter who had abandoned her mother,
Then the daughter came running back home to her mother. And did you know that church in New Orleans, that big Catholic church, that's that church at that park where the late great Mahalia Jackson sang Troubles of the World. If you see the movie, you'll see that same street. That's on that street on the park in New Orleans, that Catholic church.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
Jackson
I saw
Square.
That's it.
That's
where Mahalia recorded her biggest song other than Move Up Higher, Troubles of the World. Joshua, I'm going to request that you sing that for us tonight. Some people ask you to sing that.
When I first heard Mahalia Jackson, it scared me. Because like Rev said, some of us was brought up so that we would be ashamed of our blackness. And I always got called good hair, light skin, and yellow eyes when I was a kid. And I wanted to be dark skinned. And I heard Mahalia Jackson singing the song Walk in Jerusalem. And when she was singing, she said, God knows I'm on a walk in Jerusalem, talking Jerusalem. And I heard that, and I said, that sound real black. But why is my grandmother listening to it? Why was it? Because people are proud to be black. And what I like about going to church is I can be black. I can be sanctified. I can be holy. I can give God praise. I got in trouble because my rabbi went to say, Baruch Hu et Adonai HaMevorach. We're not supposed to do that there. But we can do that here tonight. Soon we'll be done. Trouble out of this world. Oh, trouble of the world. Lord, trouble out of the world. Soon we'll be done.
Done.
To know if I got some praises in the room tonight. Have I got any praises in the room tonight? Y'all can help me out on that organ, A flat. Say how I got old. There are two types of people that come to church. Those looking to be delivered and those who have been old. Those who are looking for a testimony and those who have a testimony. So tonight, those of you that know what it is to be redeemed, come on, help me testify. How I got old, how did I make it over? My soul back in wonder, how I made it over. Come on, put them hands together now. Had a mighty hard time. My soul looked back in wonder how I made it over. How I got over. Savior. For being so good to me. Well, I want to thank him this evening. I want to thank the Lord.
Welcome to the Power of Prayer Request Hotline 2024. It's heard Mondays through Thursdays at 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Feel free to call in at any time at that 563-994-3020. There are men and women of God that are standing by to pray with you. And now, let's join this powerful man of God that's coming forth to bring forth prayer on this wonderful day as God continually blessed each and every one of us. And now, let's go live to the Power of Prayer Request Hotline.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah. God bless you and thank you for joining us on this Tuesday as we prepare to go into prayer on today. And what a great day it is to go into prayer. What a great day it is to be alive. What a great day it is to rejoice and be exceedingly glad. And I want you to come on and magnify the Lord with me and let us go into his court and his house with thanksgiving and praise. And you know, today is a day about praise and worship. Today is a day about giving thanks to God. Regardless of what we hear over the media and the things that we are seeing being revealed to us in this day and time, in this society, God is still on the throne and he is still in charge. So let us go into prayer, because there are people right now that are homeless. There are people right now that are standing by to get food that don't have a place to even put food in the refrigerator. There are people standing by right now that need help in the hospital, that they are in pain, and they are looking for a cure to cause their pain to go away. There are people right now are standing in line to go to a court case because of a situation that came up, even though they are not wrong, but someone blamed them for something that they didn't do. And they got to go to court about that. So all that the enemy is trying to bring in the midst of to distract the people, that they won't receive that what God has prepared for them on such a day and time like this. So that's why we should rejoice and be glad in it. Whatever you do today, rejoice. Again, I say rejoice. Let us pray. Most heavenly, everlasting God, creator of this universe, this nation, man, woman, boy, and girl, in this day, God, we recognize and worship you and give you thanks and give you all the glory in the midst of this dying generation, fulfilling our minds with wisdom and knowledge, giving us a greater insight and an understanding to know who you are, that we can worship you and praise you in spirit and in truth. Touch us right now, God. We need a touch from you. A touch from you. The woman that was at that place, that even in the midst of the crowd, she made her way through, that she knew if she could just touch your hem, that she would be made whole. There's somebody today just need a touch of deliverance, that the enemy has come and polluted their mind to try to bring Alzheimer's upon them, that to cause their mindset to not remember the things that they need. Lord, we are reminded that your word let us know that we are to think on those things are lovely, good, and a good report. If there be any virtue, there be any praise, we are to think on those things. But there come a time that the enemy, Lord, that has come to try to sift away those things that they need. But God, we know that we serve an awesome God, a mighty God, an omnipotent God, a sovereign God who can do what he wants to, when he wants to, and how he wants to do it. And we are praying today in the name of Jesus that your hand will fall in the midst of that person right now, from the north, south, east, and west, that need a touch from you upon their body. That organ that is not functioning properly, that will begin to function because of the anointing and the power of the Holy Spirit of God, is going to fall and rest in the midst of them, that they shall speak in the name of Jesus. I have been delivered, set free in Jesus' name. They will worship you and praise you and testify of the deliverance that you are bringing forth on today. God, we thank you right now for removing that pain from that woman. We thank you, God, for removing that pain from that man. We thank you, God, for removing that pain from that young girl or that young boy that's in the hospital, that's in that rest home, in their home on today, that lying on their bed of affliction. But I speak life to their spirit today that they shall live. I speak life to their spirit today to realize today that today is a day that the Lord has made. And they shall realize that by your stripes they shall be healed, set free, and delivered by the power of the Holy Spirit of God. Let your word begin to manifest upon them and rest in their spirit. And as your spirit rests upon them, God, that they shall realize that ye are not your own, that it was you that made us and not we ourselves. Let us not get caught up with the affairs of this society. This society is polluted. This society is man doing what he wants to do. But God, when we submit ourselves and come before you, bowing and honoring you and realizing, God, that we are to receive that what you have given us at this appointed time, that we can grow. We can get a better revelation and a greater insight of the presence of what you're about to bring forth in this day and time. That we don't have to wait for the news media. We don't have to wait to Sunday to receive what you're about to show us on today. Hallelujah. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Let your presence and your power, your anointing fall in the midst right now, God, that even those right now never spoke in tongues will begin to utter out of their mouth the gifts of tongues in the name of Jesus. I loose in the name of Jesus. I loose right now the spirit of tongues begin to flow upon those right now, God, from the north, south, east, and west, that they will utterly begin to speak in unknown tongues as the Spirit has its way in the name of Jesus. Let your presence fragrant fall in the midst of the households around this universe. Let your fragrance fill the school system, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let your fragrance fill the presence even in the government system legislation in Washington, D.C. Let your fragrance fill the House representatives in the name of Jesus. That even as they recognize yesterday the eclipse and how you can do what you want to and when you want to and how you want to do it, they will understand there is more that you can reveal to them as what they saw on yesterday that they never seen before in their very eyes. That's just a touch from you, what you showed us on yesterday. But many of us were interceding and praying because there are more things to come. And those things that they see and don't understand, and they look as if it's glamorous and it's such a joyous time, and not understanding to get the insight and the revelation of what is being manifested in their present, Lord, we ask that you fill their mindset. Standing, the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of the presence of the holy power of God right now. Have your way, God. Have your way, Holy Spirit. For we know, God, that you are loving God. And this society is so polluted and so corrupted that there are wickedness in high places. There are wickedness and strongholds that has attached itself to people in this society to cause them to stray away from you. But I'm asking you, God, that they shall turn from their wicked ways. I'm asking you, Lord, that their hearts will no longer be wax cold, that you will remove the bitterness and the separation and the pride, the envy, and the strife. I'm asking you, God, to remove that jealousy spirit that has a stronghold that has attached itself even in the family relationship and even those that are in their friendship relationship of those that's in their community and those that you have been blessed to receive their blessing that have faithfully submitted themselves and faithfully been in your presence praying and not even realize that the prayers of the righteous man availeth much. And where there's much given, much is required. And I pray that the requirement that you are showing each and every one of us this day shall be fulfilled, that we be obedient to your word, not on our time, but on your time. Because time, Lord, I understand, time is valuable. Time is important because you're an on-time God, and you know when to do what you want to and how you want to do it. So I pray that you release that that time-consuming spirit, release it from them. No longer shall it hold them back to be late, to be in a place that they know that they are behind. But they shall press forward towards the mark of the high calling, which is Christ Jesus, the hope of glory, the Prince of Peace, the Lord of Lords, the great I Am. Let peace fall in the midst of this nation. Lord, we know that your word lets us know that there will be wars and rumors of wars. But you have given us, you've given us understanding and wisdom to do those things that we know are right, to do those things that we know are pleasing in your eyesight. Have your way, God. Remove the wax cold heart and the bitterness, the racism that has polluted itself and head raised up again in the presence of this society, that even young boys are being drawn again in the midst of those that know that it is not right to cause them to go astray and to get involved with wickedness. And to get involved with racism is not of God. So we speak to every person today. You are carrying that spirit in the name of Jesus. From every area of every household, every church, every place in legislation, every school, every place that there is a building, and those that are in the midst of the outward part of this society. We counsel every assignment that the enemy has come to pollute your thoughts with those spirits of racism. We bind it and send it back. We reverse the curse back to the root and crush it, that it no longer shall manifest and surface. We counsel it in the name of Jesus. We break down every stronghold in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray that you will raise your hand in the midst of those right now that are disobedient, those have that mindset to cause harm to other individuals in this society. We command that spirit now to dry up in the name of Jesus. It shall not move forward. It shall not, because the blood of Jesus is against it in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is against you. The blood of Jesus is against you. The blood of Jesus is against you. The blood of Jesus. Have your way, Holy Spirit. We thank you, God. Thank you for another opportunity. Thank you, God, for that person right now, God, that's gone through a heart surgery. God, we thank you for the doctors that have been ordered to go through and carry out that order. And every organ that their hand has touched right now, God, we speak healing upon their bodies, that every organ will function properly. We pray right now, God, that even on yesterday and today or this morning, those that went to the doctor and the doctor giving them a report, and the report was not what they wanted to hear. God, we pray right now, God, in the midst of even now, you can change what they heard. And on today, it shall be different. So we speak healing. We speak a word of curing, that their body is healed, that their body has been cured in the name of Jesus. And they shall rejoice and praise your holy name, thanking you, God, for this day, and thanking you, God, for the manifestation, the power of the Holy Spirit in the presence of those right now that didn't even know that you have the power all in your hand. Thank you, God. We love you, Lord. We love you because you are who you are. We give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. We thank you, God, for every pastor, every minister, every person that has a position in the church, God. We ask that you cover the church, protect each and every one of them. God, that no harm or danger shall come upon those men and women of God. God, because you are loving God and because you have no respect of a person, whether they are in ministry or whether they are on the streets that are homeless. You have no respect of a person, Lord. So even now, though that many turned their head because what they had on, or because they don't have a place to sleep, then lay their head. Because they are homeless and because they may not have taken a bath in the last month or two, they walked away from them as if they were more than them. But God, because of your grace and your mercy, because of your love and your kindness, and because of who you are, that you look not at the outward man, but you look at the inward man. Hallelujah. The inward man. Glory to God. God, we thank you. Thank you, God. So I surrender today before you in the presence of those that are listening, interceding as we come before you for those that can't pray for themselves because of their condition, of their body, they are going through that sickness that has attacked them. I intercede for them. I intercede for those that are in the correctional center that have come before you and changed their life through you, God. Their life has been changed, and they have repented and asked you to forgive them for what they've done. Lord, we thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, God, for that young boy, that young girl coming back home to their parents. They've gone astray, but because, God, your hand and your power, as if you have no respect of a person like the prodigal son, that the father worshiped and honored his son back home. The Father worshiped you, God, because he was obedient by your word, that he still loved his son. God, I pray that you would send forth the same love upon the household of those today, that even in the midst of this dying generation, that those right now that have gone astray shall come back and ask, what must I do to be saved? This I pray on this Tuesday in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen.
We're taking quartet music to another level. Catch the wave 7 days a week, 8 to 5, keeping it live on the NFI. Hello, somebody. It's the NFI.
Bringing you the very best in contemporary music.
Check it out now. With the flow, here we go, yo.
Yeah, baby. Come on. Traditional music.
And you hope they're going to be with you always. But when you get in trouble, you can't find them. It's part of the process. Because God trying to cut folk that always pulling from you but never give back to you.
It's all live right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
something special for you today. Got my brother with me. Got the whole game. Let's just have a good time in the Lord. We're just letting you know we're calling on help today. You ever find yourself in a place that you don't know what to say? Yeah. Things you depended on gone.
All gone.
You realize you couldn't do it on your own. I used to want to understand your plan. Now all I want to see is your head. My heart is open so wide. Even though there's so much pain inside.
Thanks for listening. And now let's join Elder Carrie Harris, pastor of Word of Deliverance Ministry, Raleigh, North Carolina. Good evening, Pastor.
Good afternoon to you. To God be all the glory. I thank God for Jesus. And I thank God for you too. God is an awesome God. Oh, come worship the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silent before him. I was glad when he said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. You know, my God, I'm busy thanking God for Jesus. Hallelujah. I thank God for Jesus. Hallelujah. I praise him, Lord. Hallelujah. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, my very soul cries out, hallelujah. And I thank God for saving me. Whew. Lord, I have looked forward to the day, to this time, hallelujah, for being able to fellowship with you today. I have totally looked forward to this, and I'm sending a program out today to Brother Willie Brown. We call him Wilbo Brown. And Wilbo, I'll be calling you after we go off the show today, to Reverend Thurl and Kearney. To God be the glory. We thank God for you, Reverend Kearney. To all of the other listeners for today, all of you that have taken the time to tune in today and listen, hallelujah, hoping that you're going to get some encouragement, because, you know, I just believe something good is about to happen. I think something good is on its way. Hallelujah. I believe when we call on Jesus expecting. See, that's the word. When we call on Jesus and we expect something good to happen, something good will happen. Hallelujah. Today we're going to go into the book of Isaiah. Isaiah. And we're going to start reading it. Chapter 26 and verse 1. And it says this: in that day shall this song be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. Salvation will God appoint for walls and bulwarks. Open ye the gates, that the righteous nation, which keepeth thee truth, may enter in. Thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusts in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength, for he bringeth down them that dwell on high. The lofty city, he layeth it low. He layeth it low, even to the ground. He bringeth it even to the dust. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we open our hearts and we open our minds that we may be able to receive your word, and that we may be really uplifted from what you have said to us, because you say you'll keep us in perfect peace. And we thank you, for it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. He said he'll keep us in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on him, Jehovah. I'm going to use for a subject today. I have friends in high places. Sometimes we feel like we are all alone. We feel like nobody really cares about us. We feel like there's nobody to talk to. But let me tell you something. You can talk to Jesus when you get ready. You don't have to ask anybody. Can you talk to him? You don't have to run what you're going to say about by somebody to talk to him. You can tell him what you want to, and you know what? He won't tell anybody what you said. You can listen to him, because he'll have a word for you. When you're really down, he'll have a word for you. And I said, wow. Sometimes you be walking or driving or maybe just sitting in the house by yourself. And you get a small, quiet voice inside your spirit. Sometimes he'll say, hey, Jesus loves you. Hey, I know you feel like you're by yourself, but you're not. Hey, I'm right here with you. And sometimes he'll just say, I love you. And it's so amazing when I think about some people are called the Holy Ghost and it. I used to do that until I learned better. Once I learned better, and it wasn't something that a human being taught me, it was something that God taught me, because I thought about the word said the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And then they call that the Godhead. And, okay, if the Father and the Son are he, then the Holy Ghost is a he. And he dwells inside of me. When I'm feeling so low, I feel like I've got to reach up just to touch the bottom. He comes along and say, hey, here I am. I love you. There's somebody that loves you. When I think about my late husband and I still hurt for him, missing him, and no, he has been gone almost 24 years. The Holy Ghost says, I'll be whatever you need me to be. So if you need me to be a husband for you, I'll be a husband for you. I'll be that some person that you can lean on. I'll be that one that you can lay your head on your pillow and look over and talk to me. So you see, I got friends in high places. And I've got friends in high places that when I need an earthly person to deal with, people, he'll send people into my life to talk to me, to do things with me and for me. Like yesterday, he sent Millicent Haywood and Tresinda Wilson Payne to call me up and say, hey, come on, let's have breakfast. They didn't ask me if I had any money to eat with. They took me to breakfast. Last week, he sent my nephew, Clifton Austin, said, hey, Aunt Carrie, Sam, let's go eat. He didn't ask me if I had any money to pay for breakfast. He said, hey, let's go eat. You see, I got friends in high places. And my friends that's in high places, I don't have to all the time tell him what I need. He knows what I need ahead of time. And he anticipates what it is, what I need. And then he'll send the person that I need into my life, he'll send them to me. When my heart is hurting, when my mind is bumfuzzled up, I know a lot of you young people won't know what that word means, but it means it's tangled up and you don't understand which way to go. But that's all right if you don't know which way to go. He knows which way you need to go. When he's that person, when you laid your keys down and you don't know where you put your keys, you say, okay, Holy Ghost, where are my keys? And he is the one that will direct you to the scripture that you need. When you need some direction. For instance, when I was in seminary and I was getting ready to drop out because I had a son. And his wife, always the night before, I had an exam coming up. It didn't miss. Before my exam would come up, the night before, they would get together and they would raise some sand, and she would say, Miss Hayes, come get your son. And he was like, Mama, come get me. This is what she's doing to me. Oh, Mama. So I finally one night, I said, and I was going to couldn't get my mind together to study for this exam because I knew the questions that was going to be on that exam. So all I had to do was study to find the answer to it. So one night I said, I'll tell you what to do. Since y'all have decided you're going to kill each other, wait till you get through doing whatever it is you're going to do. Call me then and let me know what you did. But other than that, don't call me this anymore. Hallelujah. The word, the scripture led me to the scripture that tells me if you need wisdom, ask God. Because I said, Lord, what in the world am I going to do every time that I get ready to study for an exam? They call me with the same mess to take my mind off of this. Lord, you give me the wisdom to know what to do. And he would send me to a passage of scripture that would fit the situation every time. Because he knew what it was that I needed, not some of the time, but every time. And sometimes he would, it wasn't a scripture he would lead me to. It was a person sometimes he would lead me to. And one of those people that he would lead me to would be my older sister. And she said, and sometimes you get so tangled up in your head, you can't even think to ask God for what you need. She said, the scripture said, if you need wisdom, ask God. I told her, I said, you know what? You always got the answer. Sometimes she was, 99% of the time, she was right. But every once in a while, she would throw me a curve. But the Lord would let me know which one of them that I needed to listen to. But I'm going to tell you, I got friends in high places. And when I got friends in high places, he will lead me into all truth. Huh? He will lead me into all truth. So I'm saying to you today, you can have that same friend that I have in high places. All you got to do is ask him. Hallelujah. And then... Because, see, the devil's job is to keep you confused. And don't say, well, you know, I'm saved, so I don't get confused. Yeah. The devil will send some confusion. So then the Lord will tell you, okay, you depend on me. Don't depend on what it is you see. Depend on what my words say. Because, see, the devil will send you strong illusions where it'll look like it's one thing when it's something else altogether. But when you got friends in high places that can see the beginning to the end, you catch hold of that hand, hallelujah, and that's the Holy Ghost job, to lead you and guide you into all truth and the righteousness. He's one of the friends that I have that's in really high places that, hallelujah, can lead you and guide you into all truths and to teach you those things that you don't know. It was him that taught me, hallelujah, the Holy Ghost is a he and not an it. Hallelujah, it was him that taught me, hallelujah, in Mark the 11th chapter, that the words of those things that you say when you pray, believing you receive them, you shall have them. In the 11th chapter of Mark, I think it's verse 24. Hallelujah. It was the Holy Ghost that taught me that. But it was Jesus that told me, he stand at the door and knock. And if I open the door he would come in and he would sup with me. When I was just feeling so all alone, when my husband had died and I was hurt so bad, like, you know what, I couldn't even cry. When the doctor walked into that room at the hospital, that little room that they put you in when your spouse, something happened to your loved one, and when the doctor came in and told me that my husband was dead, I couldn't cry. But it was Jesus that just came in and just sat there with me. He sat there with me and brought peace to my spirit. And I was hurting so bad I couldn't cry. For about 6 months, I couldn't cry. I sat through the wake and I couldn't cry. I sat through the funeral and I couldn't cry. And while Jesus was sitting there with me, the Holy Spirit said, I tell you what to do. Just take off and praise me. With everything you've got, you just praise me. Dance, dance, dance. Hallelujah. And then, hallelujah, I heard him say, pray, praise, praise, praise. And the Father took over and did his job. He answered my prayer. He caused me to have peace that passes all understanding. While I was still hurting, he caused peace to be in my spirit. You see, I got friends in high places. I've got the Father. I've got the Son. And I've got the Holy Ghost. I've got peace in high places. But then, when you try to tell somebody, if you try to tell a sinner about your friend that's in high places, you can get through to them. They will listen and they will do what you tell them to do. But when you trying to tell a friend that been saved for years, they want to do it their way. They have made up their mind. They want to do it their way. The friend was telling me, well, yeah, my daughter had a stroke and this, and her face is twisted and she can't walk and all of this other stuff that she was saying. I said, did you speak to the situation? And she said, well, I all them down. And she said, who am I trying to get at and I'm all of this grease and stuff that you done put on me? I said, but did you speak to the situation? Now, I called on the Lord. But see, that in Mark 11, that's not what it said. It says, speak to the situation. Speak to the mountain. It didn't say, oh, tell God about your mountain. It didn't say that. It said, speak to the mountain. But a lot of time we think with Burger King, we want to have it our way. See, God has given us some authority. And when he gave us some authority, we can call those things that be not as though they are. One man I told, when he told me that they were going to take his wife's foot off the next morning, I asked him, I said, would you do something that looks stupid if it would save your wife's foot? He said, yeah, I sure would. I said, take the word in Mark 11, start reading at verse 21 and read down through 26. Just read it over and over and over and over and over. until you get it down into your knower, till you know it. It's not just something you believe, but something you know. I said, then you pick her foot up and tear the gangrene to get out of that. I didn't see him anymore for 2 years. And he told his brother, that's the lady that told me about my wife foot. And I said, yeah, well, what happened? He said they took her up to take her foot off, and then they brought her back down because there was no gangrene in her foot. He believes what I said. He had friends in high places that directed me to him. And he believed the word, and he did what the word said. He wasn't trying to act like he was at Burger King. He was going to have it his way. Well, I'm going to call on the Lord. You can call on the Lord, but there are some things that the Lord has given you authority to do. Know what your authority is. Okay. If God has given you the authority to do something, do it. I remember one of the ministers. She's on the board of elders now in our assembly. She preached a message about 30-some years ago. She said, when God speak, we ought to listen. I never did forget that sermon. Oh, Lord, Kathy preached that sermon. And you know what? Kathy Stevens, I never did forget that message. She said, when God speak, we ought to listen. It is that when God speaks, we ought to do what we want to. But I thank God for Jesus. Hallelujah. And I thank God for my friends in high places. No clock on the wall got to catch up with me now. I've got to shut my lips and get up out of here. Hallelujah. And get ready for next week. Because I'm already looking forward to next week. Because I want to get excited, hallelujah, because I brought my friends in high places, hallelujah. So if you got friends in high places, listen to what they say to you, hallelujah. God is going to give instructions to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And when the Holy Ghost speaks, you listen to what he has to say to you. And then, look, do it. Do it. Doesn't matter if it looks stupid. Do it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank God for Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I lift up Reverend Robert E. Ellison to you in the name of Jesus. And Apostle May Godfrey, God, I lift them up to you in the name of Jesus. Lord, and then, Lord, I lift up Apostle Barbara Watkins in the name of Jesus. Lord, look on my, hallelujah, children, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, before I leave this earth, I want to see every one of my children saved, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, help them believe that what your words say is true, and help them not to step off into some crazy religion out there that you have nothing to do with, God. But, Lord, help them to believe in what the truth is, God, in the name of Jesus. And then, Lord, look on my pastor, Pastor Adrian Richardson and his little wife, God, in the name of Jesus. And then, Lord, all of the rest of the deacons and the preachers and stuff in my and members that's in my church, God, and then all of the pastors, God, over all of these churches, God, God, let them live holy, and then let rather than their word about what their sermons say, God, Lord, help their life say what you want them to say, God. Let people be able to just look at their lives and see your word, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, help me to be a beacon or a light on the hill, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I glorify you. I praise you, Lord, how I do honor you. For in Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. We'll see you next week right back here on the NFI Gospel Radio Network. And if you are not saved today, let me tell you something. Just tell the Lord, Lord, save me. I ask you to come into my life, save me, baptize me in the Holy Ghost for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. See you next week on the NFI Gospel Radio Network. Bye-bye.
Something good is about to happen. I just feel like something good is on its way. He has promised that he'll open all of heaven. And brother, it could happen any day.
You've been listening to Elder Carrie Harris, pastor of Word of Deliverance Ministry radio broadcast. Be sure to tune in every Tuesday from 1 o'clock p.m. until 1:30 p.m. here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
And brother, this could be that very day.
Destiny. I heard when Lazarus died, Martha said to Jesus, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Jesus said, you shall see your brother again. She says, I know I'll see him again in the resurrection. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Cause he lives. Oh, my fear. All fear is gone.
Heaven and earth. up as a child in my mother's care. My mother told me he would always be there. Oh my, now I'm a grown man living on my own. I can truly say Jesus, he ain't never left me alone. Every now and then I have to tell him, Lord,
it's alright to clap your hands.
I am depending on you. Is anybody listening to me? Ever tell the Lord that sometime, Lord,
I'm depending on you.
Let me say it one more time and I'll go ahead and leave y'all alone. Growing up as a child in my mother's care. I never will forget it. My mother told me,
Sir Joan,
Jesus would always be there. Oh my, now I'm a grown man living on my own. And I'm so glad today I can truly say, sometime I lift my hand and said, Jesus, he ain't never left me alone.
Tell him, well, ain't nobody but me and Jesus, Lord.
I ain't got long to sing, but let's just go ahead and tell the Lord,
I'm depending
on you. If anybody in this place can lift your hand right down the road and tell the Lord, I'm depending
on
you. Fellas, let's go and drive this thing. Can't sing it long, but let's just tell it. I'm depending. When my money gets funny, when my chains get strange, when my friends get few, don't know what to do.
I'm depending.
I done found somebody.
I'm depending.
I can live.
got a true story that I would love to tell you about a close friend of mine. We used to walk together. We used to talk together. And most of all, we used to pray together. And we found Jesus together. And one day, we grew up. And we decided to leave home. And the sad part about it, children, my friend went astray. And one day, he got sick. He had turned his back on God. So I found out that he was in the hospital lying on his bed of affliction. So I went around to the hospital and I walked in the room and these are the words I said to him. I told him about prayer. Prayer changes life. Do you believe that, Christians? And I told him, even though he have strayed away, you know you never get too far away from God. You can always talk to him in secret prayer. And you know what? He'll welcome you home. And I want to say, right here.
Come on home.
Come on home.
Come on home.
I told my friend this.
Come on home.
I told him to come home.
Come on home.
And wait a minute, fellas. It's one more thing. He said, Tommy, he said, I know I haven't been good. So I told him, don't feel that way. I said, all you got to do is have a little faith about the size of a mustard seed. And everything will be all right. And I talked with him a while and I began to think about how good God is. Oh, it was sad. Tears begin to lock under his cheek. And I got ready to walk out of the hospital. And I stop and I look back and you know what I told him? I told him, God,
somebody out there.
But if you trust in the Lord, He can fix it all. Moving your storms for brighter days. All you gotta do is just stay there and watch Him move. He's gonna bless you. But you can bear. But before you pick up the bill, what you need to do is chill. He'll show you he cares. But all what you gotta do is stay there and watch him move. My God is gonna bless you. You gotta be steadfast, unmovable, whatever it takes, God is able. If you just be patient, He'll turn things around, and you'll be so glad for the joy and peace you found. God, that's what He's gonna do, my God. If you don't.
House of refuge tonight. You can have your money, but I want Jesus by my side. the stock markets are falling, bill collectors are calling,
children want to play.